What is up? Thank you guys for tuning in to Project Life. I am your host, Phil Smoke, and this is Project Life. This is a podcast where I break down and build awareness behind life topics in order for you to build the most important project we have as humans. That project is called life. Episode number 5, comfort is the enemy of progress. Let's jump directly into it. I'm super fired up about this topic. Why is that? It's because you, me, every single human in this world, we can get comfortable. And it's not that we want it, but our brain wants the comfort because the comfort is a safe place to be. Doing new things, trying new things, becoming a new person, growing, being the human that you know you can be is challenging. It's not comfortable. It's uncomfortable. Progress is where you want to live. Comfort is what you want to forget. Comfort is a place where you could stay the same for so long. And then when you look back and you look at progress, you realize you should have put the work in because progress, understand what progress is. Progress is uncomfortable. Progress is growth. Progress is getting out of the person you are today to become the human you know you can be. Progress is, it is a beautiful word. It's a word that creates happiness in life. If everybody had progress every single day towards the goals that they were going after, and there was progress, 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 I guarantee you, you look at your life after a year, 2 years, 3 years, and you will be a different human being because you were putting in the work to get out of the comfort zone that you were living in for so long. My whole goal today for you on Project Life is for you to create the understanding of you and why and understand that comfort kills, that you don't want to be comfortable. Comfort is not where you want to be. I know the sayings. I know what people are saying in the streets, in the market right now. What people are saying, I want to just be comfortable. I want to go do this. I just want to live on the beach. The people who live those lives don't live comfortable lives. Let me say that again. The people who live those lives, they don't live comfortable lives. They live a life of progress. They live a life of doing. It took a lot of doing to get to where they're going. They didn't just do the same thing every single day, right when you got out of college, right when you get out of work, let's do the same routine. Let's not do what we know we could do because it's easier not to do than it is to do. Why do we live in comfort? I've talked about it on my podcast. Most people are afraid. Fear is an awareness that we need to bring to the table because it's a false statement. Maybe you're not hungry enough. Maybe you don't desire enough. What are the things that are stopping you from progress? I want you to ask yourself that question right now. What is something right now in your life that is stopping you from progression? My understanding and my opinion in the whole topic is understanding. If we understood that our brain is an ancient brain and all it wants to do is to keep you safe, you can have the awareness that it's doing that just to keep you from death. It's to keep you safe so you can live. Back in the days, our brain didn't want us to go to places that we thought were dark, that we thought were where we could get killed. And that's why it did what it did. It puts us into a state where it tells you not to go somewhere. Even though you know nothing about where you're going, you automatically, your brain tells you don't do that because it's too risky. But isn't that life? Isn't that what life should be, risky? If you never took the chance, you never would have a chance. If you never made the next step, you'll never get to where you're going. So why are we not taking the next step? Have the understanding that your thoughts need to be your thoughts, no one else's thoughts. most people are using other people's opinions and thoughts on the realization of their life and where they're going, when you need to be thinking about those yourself because it's your life, no one else's. Most people live in other people's lives. Most people live in a place where they say they had to do what they had to do because someone told them to do that. We have to break out of this, guys. We have to break out of the mentality. The mentality has to change. The mentality has to change because you want change. Deep down inside, every single human wants progress. They want growth. They want progression. They do not want to sit in dead, still water for the rest of their lives. I know the answer is yes to every single listener listening to this today. I coach so many people and so many people, and every single person that I speak to, they have a willingness and a burning desire to do something more, to win, to create, to do what our creator told us and gave us the capabilities to do with this project called life. Project called life that we're all going through right now. My call to action, guys, is going to be really good for you guys. So you want to stick around because the call to action, if you start putting the call to actions that I give you in place, you'll be able to win. What is the growth that you're doing day to day? What is the stuff that you're working on every single day that could take you from where you are to where you want to be? How are you letting the enemy take over your life? And how are you going to fix it? If comfort is the enemy, how are you going to fix the problem that you deal with on a day-to-day basis? The way I found on how to fix my problem was to work on myself more than I did at my job. Put in more time on me because I didn't even understand me yet. I wasn't even in a place where I could understand some of the things that I was learning because I didn't put in the work. How are you letting comfort get to you? How are you letting it take over your life? Because the more you understand comfort, the more you can understand when it comes in your life and then how to kill it. Because it's going to come in every single person's life. It depends on whether or not you want to let them in or not. Whether you want that to set in your life or not. Whether you're going to take it or you're going to throw it away. It's all a decision you can make every single day, listeners. Every single day, you can make a decision to change your life. The direction can change overnight. The destination will take time to get to. And then once you reach that destination, understand there's always another destination. That's how beautiful life is. The change that you can make and create, there's always another level and there's always another destination to the direction that you're putting towards and the focus in your life. How focused are you on those things? Do you even know what they are? Have you written them down? How much work are you putting into you every single day? Putting in the work to understand who you are and what you really want, and stop taking the focus off of so many other things sometimes can be a blessing. When you take in everything that you know you can do and package it properly, you'll be able to do so many great things. But because when people don't put in the work, they'll never get it. They don't get it. How much learning are you doing per day? Because if you're not learning and growing, you're dying. If you're not growing, you're staying the same. And imagine if people stay the same for their whole lives. You'll look back 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now and you say, wow, look at how the world changed and I didn't. You don't want to have those conversations with yourself. You want to be, wow, 10, 20, 30, 40 years past, look at all that I accomplished. Look at all the great things that I did because I didn't let comfort be my friend. I let progress be my best friend. I didn't even know what comfort is, because comfort will kill your life, listeners. Comfort will get to you. Don't let it get to you. You understand comfort, and when it comes into your life, you don't let it live there. You let it just pass you by, just like all the other things that you let pass you by in this world that aren't good for you. So that's a little bit about comfort. So now let's talk about progress, the hard part. Progress is work. Progress is thinking. Progress is doing. Progress is getting hit and moving forward. Progress is understanding. Progress is growth. Progress is the life that you desire. How do we live in progress is the question. Putting in the work on you. When you can put more of the work into understanding and having an understanding and being able to use progress as something normal. Work is normal. Pain is normal. Doing is normal. Waking up early, normal. Not going to sleep early, normal. Problems, normal. Life, normal. Have the understanding that progress is normal. Most people have the understanding that progress is pain. And it is. And they don't want to understand that that's how life should be with progress. Because if you're growing, we are like seeds of greatness. And when that seed of greatness is trying to break out of its shell first to build the roots in order to come out of the soil and to sprout into the tree that you desire to be and create the fruit you want to eat, it's going to take work. It's going to take pain. It's going to take a lot of things that you have to understand that is normal. If you want a life of progression, understand that those things come along with it. No one great got anywhere without having problems, without having pain, without having things that made them double question and question themselves whether or not they were doing what they were doing is right. Progress is your homie. Progress is your friend, your best friend, your family member, the person that you want to understand and learn. You want to learn progress like he or she is your best friend. Like they will take you where you want to go because they will. The more I studied success, the more successful I became. The more I listened, the better I got at listening. The more I work, the more I make. The more I create, the more happiness happens in my life. The more I work on myself, on my family, on my friends, the more I put in the work to my life, the more my life becomes whole. And that's what you want in your world. You want a whole life. You don't want bits and pieces. You want the whole thing. I know how selfish humans could be. I know how selfish you can be because we all could become very selfish. And you want to be selfish in the best way for you so you can do what you want, you can do for others. You want to help others, help yourself first. You want to do greatness, help you become great so you can help everybody else become great. How do you expect greatness to come if you're not working on you to become great? If you're not learning what greatness is, if you're not studying what leadership is, what it takes to win, what it takes to do what you want to do, what it takes to create, what it takes to become a full-fledged, successful human in whatever you want to create in your life, that's on you. I fell in love with the work, the progress, and that's why happiness will be of abundance in my life, where it could be of abundance in your life. If you understand it, if you are listening, if you're interested in the things that I'm talking about, are you interested in this? And I know if you're listening, you're interested at this point. But don't stay interested. Get committed, because committed people always get what committed people want, which is everything that they desire because they're committed. Interested people get what's left over of what committed people do. Get interested and then get committed. Get committed to understanding that progress is where you want to be. Progress is what you want to focus on every single day. Don't focus on comfort. Comfort will kill you. You don't want to be comfortable. That's not going to take you where you want to go. That's not going to create the life you desire. That's not going to help your family grow. That's not going to help you grow. That's not going to help anything in your life get to where you know it could go. All right, guys, the call to action today, if you're running, stop really quick so you could take the notes. While you're running, slow down. I don't want you to stop because you're going. If you're driving, try to pull over. If you're at your office, take some notes. What is one thing you can do today to move your life forward? Do that every single day until it becomes normal. Here are some examples. You always want to start small in anything that you do that has to do with change, because when you try to take on something too big, it gets too much and you won't be able to do it. So you want to do it and start small. All the call to actions are going to be small, and then you build on those every single day. So what is one thing today that could move your life forward in progression? How can you move forward to becoming closer to progress rather than comfort? What are you comfortable right now in your life? Ask yourself this question. What are you comfortable in? And then how can you get out of it by doing one thing? And then you write down that one thing that you do. And then you do that one thing every single day. Whether it's in a diet, whether it's in your relationship, you want to create a better relationship and be more communicative. You could start doing so many great things. Let's give a couple examples here for context. Let's say a relationship. Most people don't communicate with their partners well, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a close relationship with a family member, or any kind of relationship. Most people really lack communication. How much do you tell that person that you care about so much how important they are in your life? And then not just telling them also, and then you could show them. The two ways to do things that affect people is expressing and then showing. It's very difficult to do for some. Some are usually better at one than the other. But how can you get good at those two? One thing you could say, man, you know what? Every day for the next 7 days or the next whatever days, I'm going to pick one person every week that are close to me. I'm going to tell them one thing that I think that they do good every single day. And I'm going to work on becoming and helping myself become more communicative, because I'm comfortable where I'm at, but I know I can become better. Or how about your diet? If you have a bad diet, how can you have a safe place for one of your meals per day? And I'm a food eater, guys. I love to eat. How can you take one meal out of your day and make it a healthy meal? Start with one meal a day. Start small. How can you take 1 hour out of your day to exercise and become more healthy? These are just some examples. What is it going to be for you is the question. I need you to write that down, and then you want to go out there and put it to work for you. You want to get away from comfort, because progress is where you want to be, where you want to go. What is that for you? And guys, I'm super fired up for you guys, because every single listener, it's my duty to change lives, to inspire, to breathe life into others. It's what I know I can do, and I'm jacked up for you guys. Let's go. Project Life listeners, thank you so much to listening to episode number 5 of Project Life. I'm super jacked up for what you are about to create in your life. I'm excited about where you're going. I'm excited about what you're going to create. I'm excited for you to get uncomfortable with your comfort zone and getting the progress you know that you can create. If you'd like to follow me on IG or Twitter, it's at Phil Smoke, PhilSmoak. I will see you in the next episode. Get to work, get on purpose. Let's go.